Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Father Michael Hartje. Father, welcome.
Father Adam, good to be back.
It's great to have you. Let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good things, fill our hearts with the virtues which we need to grow in this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So at the beginning of our conversation, you spoke about your story. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, Bishop Brennan has really emphasized one of his priorities for the diocese, one of his priorities for evangelization, is that every parish be a place for the formation of missionary disciples. And your story, I think, struck me in that as you grew up in a parish, mm-hmm. you know, you were involved in the parish, your family was involved in the parish, and it was very much a part of your formation. And part of that is I know your family sure, so well, yeah. too. So I know that, you know, that St. Matthew's, your home parish, has been so important to you and to your story
Absolutely.
And to your life. So I think as we begin to kind of explore how parishes can be a place to form disciples, I first wanted to kind of get your reaction to see how St. Matthew's, how your home parish, helped you in your journey to follow Christ.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Adam. That's actually pretty interesting. I mean, it's good to talk about because I had such a great experience growing up there. So going to school there, we moved here to Ohio, and I finished up the first grade in like a public school, like the last half of it, and then started second grade at St. Matthew's after we moved a couple of times. And kind of after that, like St. Matthew's was really the center of our lives, you know, the center of our social lives, academic, you know, the arts in some plays and stuff in school and that kind of stuff. And how it continued to be the center. So yeah, like heavily involved, you know, in sports there, through the Boy Scout Troop 317 and Cub Scouts at St. Matthew's. And it continued on, you know, through high school and being involved in youth group and then in the leadership of the youth group, which at that time it was very strong. You know, we had a very strong youth group, and I'm sure it still is. But that was like a really great place for me to just, you know, be with people who, I guess, you know, we thought alike, you know, even if it wasn't always like as virtuous as it could be or should be. Like, for instance, I went to St. Charles Old Boys High School. And so I will admit, like, one of the big reasons for me to continue in youth group initially was like, there's some girls here, you know, and this is a place where I can, you know, meet with girls, like hang out with girls and talk to them. Okay. Not if we were ever going to date or anything like that, necessarily on my mind, but it's just like, you know, you're with all boys high school all week long. And it's like, here's some girls from Gahanna Lincoln. And it's just fun to be around them, you know,
yeah.
and talk to girls and stuff. So even if things weren't as, you know, such virtuous or pious intentions, you know, it kept me there. And those are still my best friends now. Like that group of friends, like we still hang out. I baptized some of their kids, you know, everything at this point. And so it's just, it was a great, you know, great group, a great kind of center in our lives. And then as I look back, it's like, those are the activities. Those are the people with whom you did a lot of service, you know, with whom you prayed and just kind of learn without any kind of, in real like programmatic way, learn how to be a disciple of Christ, right? And let that try to, you know, penetrate. And you know, as you know, growing up high school, college, and all that, you do it more or less or better or worse in different times in your life. But yeah, without having to put a fine point on it at that time, you look back and you realize like that was a great formation.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me is Father Michael Hartje. We're talking about how parishes can become a place, or are, if they already are, a place for formation for missionary disciples. And, you know, it seems to me one of the great ingredients that you point to is a genuine, authentic community,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not just oh, well, you know, we have dinners together, or, you know, we have a parish picnic or a parish festival or whatever. But really, there's Christ is somehow present in those social events and in the life of the community. You
Absolutely.
Know, at youth ministry, in your youth gatherings, you no doubt learned to pray. You learned about the virtues. You know, there was catechesis to kind of reinforce it. Mm-hmm. It was ultimately, you know, Christ-centered. And I think that's crucial is a lot of parishes, maybe community is not present.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
And so that, I mean, the first step is, I guess, to build community. Now, you've been a pastor, and an associate under the premier pastor of the Diocese of Columbus. I don't know if we should name him or not, but I had
a very good experience my first assignment. Yeah, he was.
I had these little rankings in my mind, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say them. But anyway, you know, so based on your role, you know, as a priest in your life as a priest, how have you seen the importance of community in parishes, especially good and healthy parishes?
Yeah, it the importance of community is really hard to define, although you see how essential it is. Because, you know, I guess being in some of the more rural parts of the diocese, growing up in the suburbs, okay, it's easier, I guess, to get. Okay, here's huge suburban parish, big school, you know, thriving youth group. The community is kind of like there. You can plug into it. There are leaders in the parish. Not to say that there aren't in some of these smaller parishes, but it's really got to be cultivated more.
Mm-hmm.
Because that community life in smaller parishes has a little bit of a tendency to I don't know, kind of go away, I guess, if it's such a small parish, or maybe there's just like a, I don't know, it's centered around just like the Sunday Mass, and that's pretty much all that's going on there. It's hard to get, I guess, real sense of that community life, and then it's hard to, I don't know, bring people along a little bit more to see what else the church has to offer besides, like, you know, a Saturday evening or a Sunday morning Mass. If that makes sense,
It sounds like one of the challenges that you're pointing to, which I think priests or parish staff see, and maybe even parishioners, mm-hmm. I think, see, is that, you know, some people just want, it's kind of a bare minimalism.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just really want to go and get the sacraments and then go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe they, and that's... And I understand that, I guess, too. But I would say for some of those people, you're probably right in many cases, but too, maybe they just don't know what else is out there, and if there's not like a strong, you know, I guess like base community to draw from, it's hard then to like show them how much more a parish can be.
Yeah.
It's difficult there because then you know, if you come from a big suburban parish, you almost want to replicate that almost, you know, as quickly as possible. But you know, what I've learned too in my 5 years as a priest is that you really have to like see what's the identity of this community. What do they want, and what can you maybe offer that they haven't seen yet, you know, I guess, that might be attractive to them, an attractive, I guess, you know, supplement to simply the sacraments, you know, to see how much, and then to see how much, okay, if we do have a good community base, a little bit more going on, how much more attracted I am to the sacraments, and how much those do help, you know, help me in my life.
I think one of the things you point to, which pastors, I've had the same experience, is having that base community you talk about.
Yeah.
So in order to really become a place of formation for discipleship, you already have to have some disciples that are intensely living the faith that can form others. Because the priest can't do it all, and not even the parish staff can do it all. You really need these leaders who can kind of, you know, run small groups.
Absolutely.
Run men's or women's ministry, run Bible studies, you know, be catechists.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to really know Christ, live for Christ, and really believe and know, you know, what that means, you know, and full discipleship.
And for people out there who might be in that situation right now, like a smaller parish wanting to get something going, yeah, don't be afraid to approach your pastor and say, hey, I'm interested in this, but I have maybe very little theological training. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, like let's start with like believing in the church's teachings and loving Christ. And then it's like, yeah, that's a great foundation. And your pastor can really, you know, work with that. So don't be afraid, I guess, of, you know, putting out into the deep a little bit that way. But yeah, we need those people to kind of step forward and say, I want to do a little something more.
And, you know, Pope Francis in The Joy of the Gospel is very emphatic that you don't have to be a theologian to be a missionary disciple. All you have to do is have encountered Christ, and that sets your heart on fire and you want to witness to that.
Absolutely. That's going to radiate so much, and it's going to resonate with people so much more than quoting out of a textbook, you know?
Well, excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Father Michael Harchi. Let us end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks. Bless us. Bless our day and bless all those that we encounter. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.